excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving.
Welcome to this big game edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford, reporting to you well into the ride home. Most of you who listen to this podcast for years knows I'm not the type to leave a game early. Particularly the big game, but I was so disgusted today. The game just ended, and I'm already in Dixon. I've just been... this game completely ticks me off. I'm sure by some point in the future I'll learn to find some positives somewhere. Joe Starkey was beating the drum of how much better this team is than last year at this point, and to some degree that's true. If we're looking at 5-7 at the end of this season. Back when last season ended, we'd be happy campers. But you know what? I don't look at old expectations all that often. I look at new expectations. And there's no excuse for the performance today. And it starts with our head coach. That was a horrible game plan. From start to finish, on both sides of the ball, that was a pathetic game plan. We've had two big games against teams that line up big on defense like Stanford does. We had one against Washington, and we had one against USC. And why this team was not ready to play this game after both of those experiences is completely beyond me. Why we were doing so many long pass plays, where we're forcing Goff to have to hold and hold and hold, and you know that the guy has trouble with tipped balls and stuff the longer he holds it. He is best when he's quick and out. And it wasn't like the Stanford secondary was playing, you know, bump and run coverage or something that would make that difficult. No, there was plenty of cushion there. Plenty of cushion for quick, fast passes. Unbelievable to me that they were so horribly game planned against them. There were passing lanes galore. Why weren't the Bears using them? It was just a pathetic, pathetic game plan. Same thing on defense. We knew Stanford was going to run the ball. How do you let those many yards pile up? How do you let that team get away with as much as they got away with? It from everything from the... from that first run on the first series of the game where they had him boxed up on the right side of the line and he managed to escape to the left for a big long run, to all of the times they were running, you know, between the tackle and the guard and the B gap. How can you not be prepared for this? How can you not be ready to play defense? And then the passing plays as well, just way too open, way too much zone, soft zone play. You just can't do this. I'm beginning to feel like our new defensive coordinator is not much of an improvement over our last defensive coordinator. The scheme stinks. It really doesn't work. You have to disrupt the routes, you have to get in front of these guys. And it's not just the talent of the players. They are being coached poorly. And it was a ridiculous defensive effort. And I primarily lay the problem on the coaching staff, not on the talent of the players. Yes, they're young, but it's late in the season. This is the second season for most of these guys. It's time to start stepping up and making some plays. But they're being coached to not make plays. They're being coached to play soft and safe, and it's the worst of the Bob Gregory bend but don't break. But guess what? They're breaking left and right in addition to bending. It's a horrible scheme right now, and I've complained about it a little bit here and there throughout the season, but I'm sorry. When you let Stanford, frickin' pathetic offensively Stanford, score 37 points, you have a tremendous problem. There's absolutely no excuse for what they gave up today. Yeah, the turnovers hurt. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. Absolutely pathetic. And then, if just to kick me in the gut when I'm already feeling horrible, the refs frickin' gave this game to the team, to Stanford. Everything with starting with taking out our starting safety for a complete non-foul, much less one that should have ejected a player that they should have in the review booth said, oh yeah, that wasn't that bad at all. He led with his shoulder. He didn't actually hit him that hard. You know, he came over the top of him. He didn't line into him. Absolutely ridiculous call. And then there were calls all throughout the game that were pretty darn pathetic. And those are just the ones that because I'm pretty charitable. If I don't see a hold, you know what? I don't see every single thing happening on the field. Probably was a hold. You know, the refs are down there. But there was just call after call after call. Frankly, they even got the Goff fumble call wrong. That was a fumble. His arm wasn't yet going forward when he did that ball. These frickin' refs are pathetic. Horribly pathetic. And the Bears got the horrible end of that spectrum today. I'm not one to say that refs are biased one way, but dang, it sure feels like it today because all the bad calls, minus that one, were going against the Bears. Now, let's be clear. Bears don't win this game no matter how much the refs cheat in the other direction. It's just horrible. And the turnovers were bad. Yeah, I know, deflections, all these things. When I left was when Rubenzer threw the interception in the supposed fade into the corner of the end zone. Because a lot of those turnovers, while they look benign, like, you know, oh, a little bit of a... Obviously, that one not the case. That one into the end zone was just a horrible decision and a horrible throw by Rubenzer. But a lot of the others look more benign because they were tipped or what have you, or the helmet on the ball. But I'm sorry. That many is not just a bad game. It's bad play. It's Goff not recognizing when the hands are up and that he has to throw the ball a different way. I think probably his delivery today was a little low, like he was sidearming it more than he normally does. I don't know. But just horrible play all the way around. There is no excuse for losing that game 38 to really 10, but 17 final score, 37-17. It just, there's really no excuse. There's just no other way to say it than just horrific play. No excuse. It'd be one thing for them just to lose. Stanford actually played a lot tougher than I thought they did. Their lines were pretty dang strong, stronger than I anticipated. But, okay, let's lose this game 24-20, you know, something like that. But they just completely destroyed themselves. So disappointed. So disappointed. I don't even want to get into my normal position-by-position breakdown because I'm already too worked up as it is. And so I'm just... I mean, maybe the right solution here is to take a big step back, take a deep breath, and say, okay, we're 5-6. This team gets to 6-6. We meet the goal that we set for ourselves after the Bears started with that strong 4-1 stretch. A lot of good teams. We played a lot of them competitive. But I wanted this big game. We needed this big game. It was an important for recruiting, for a number of other things. The difference between 7-5, having beaten Stanford, having sent Stanford down, maybe not being bowl eligible, starting to get some of their recruits that they've been stealing from out from under our noses for the last 7-8 years. Very important game today. And not just because I want the axe right now, but for the overall things. This was the potential 2007. If you remember 2007, the Bears should have beat Stanford in the big game, and they pulled out a squeaker of a victory, and that was the beginning of everything changing between Stanford and Cal. It was when Harbaugh was able to preach that his team was you know, on the rise, and that Cal was on the down, and he got some recruits he wouldn't otherwise get. You know, all things in the positive for them at that point. And if Cal would have won today, it would have had the same effect of two teams going different directions. Instead, it says, yeah, we're both mediocre, but Stanford's still the better team. And it was very important, and it could have been won if a game plan that was built around this team and around what they were up against was actually put in place. And I've been very disappointed with the game plan for both USC and Stanford. And there have been a couple others that I've been a little suspect with what we've had planned. What was Dykes and company thinking? And they're going to blame it on the bad bounces, and they're going to blame it on the refs, and or at least, you know, that'll be the impression given and all of that. But it has nothing to do with that. That game was lost based on the game plan on both sides of the ball. And unless the defensive coordinator is doing things that aren't really what he wants to do because of the weakness of his players, and so we're not seeing what his real defensive scheme is, I'm very down on him. I think that it's a horrible scheme, and it's just guaranteed to lose. Frankly, you need to start, even if it isn't what he wants to do, he needs to start having his players learn, have them get burned, have them go 100% and get thrown over the top. Do something other than just, you know, give it away. Horrible game. And the fact that I left shows just how horrible it was. Seriously, I never leave. You know, I'm always there till the final gun, no matter how bad the game is. And I sure as heck never leave at a big game. I've sat through some real stinkers. I sat through last year at Stanford Stadium till the final gun. But I could not take it. I actually had halftime. I had to take myself on a little walk to go calm down. And then the third quarter just sent me over the edge, and I was out of there. I got better things to do with my time than watch that pathetic effort. So, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to break things down position by position. I'm at my wit's end. Hopefully sometime between tonight and tomorrow I'll find a way to talk myself into not being so upset about this, but I'm extremely disappointed and need to see something very different from this team in the future. All right, well, that's it. Go Bears. On the road again.